The next couple of hours are a blur of following Margie around the office as she makes the necessary preparations and adjustments for the sudden change of plans for Nia's bacon show, Piece of Cake. Consulting people in various kitchens and cubicles, and even a few over the phone, she makes a bunch more decisions than it seems should be needed for a video of two people doing some bacon. But I imagine I don't even understand the half of it. My eyes have glazed over and my head is spinning when Margie finally turns to me, sometime after the lunch break we've skipped. It's the first real acknowledgement I've gotten since we were standing in front of Aiden. "Have you seen the other intern recently?" I look around and shake my head. "I can go look for him if you want." She just turns and waves for me to follow her, calling out as we walk back through the prep kitchens, "Intern!" In prep kitchen 3, a backward cap-covered head pops up from beneath the counter. "Me?" Margie beckons him over with two fingers. "Yes, I assume you have a name." He flips a kitchen towel over his shoulder and wipes his hands on his apron before holding one out to her. "I'm Benny." "Margie." Their hands meet in one brisk shake before he drops his and offers it to me. "Reese," I say, still in a daze. I am totally dead fish in our handshake, but he doesn't seem to notice.
"Like Reese's Cups? The best candy in the history of the world?"
He gives me a lopsided grin, and I blink back at him. No. Like Reese Witherspoon, patron saint of Southern ladies who watch too many romantic comedies. Benny laughs so loud it startles me.
"Right." Margie smirks between us. "You two ready to get started?"
This is the closest anyone has come to asking if I want to be in a video to be viewed by millions on one of my favorite cooking shows of all time. But still, it doesn't feel like I have much choice. I nod as Benny gives an enthusiastic, "Let's do this." He's like the FOF equivalent of the spirit chair on my high school's student council, who had to get the crowd going at pep rallies. I hated pep rallies. Margie leads us to a counter in prep kitchen 2, where some kitchen assistants have set out bowls of ingredients. A videographer, Charlie, I think, sets up a camera on the opposite side of the counter. There are a couple of other people bustling around the kitchen, testing recipes or something of the sort, and no one seems too interested in the fact that two inexperienced teenagers are about to be trusted with the most precious of friends of flavor content.
"First, these. You're both 18, right?"
Margie slides some forms toward Benny and me. Waivers, consent to be filmed, and all that. We both nod. We have to be 18 to work here in the first place. Benny barely even looks at the papers before dropping his signature onto the designated line. I'm reminded of the scene in The Little Mermaid when Ariel signs her voice away to Ursula, and I try to skim for any major life-altering clauses, but I feel the pressure of everyone waiting on me and quickly sign my name, kissing my fins goodbye.
"Great," Margie says. "So this should be pretty easy. The premise is that, true to reality, Nia had to step out for the day with the rest of the friends, but she left you with all these ingredients already on the counter and asked you two to take over. A la Chopped, but with fewer ingredients and less direction. That's all we give you to go off, and we'll see what you two come up with. We're calling it Piece of Cake, Amateur Hour."
Benny crosses his arms again and his thick brows knit together under the edge of his hat.
"Gotta say, as the culinary intern, I resent the word amateur a little."
Margie looks amused.
"We'll talk about a title change once you've had any formal training whatsoever."
I clear my throat, sensing an out. "As the marketing intern, I accept that word. Completely. Like, are you sure you want me to be part of this? Because my kitchen skills aren't too refined just yet, and..."
I think it's even better that way, honestly. But that reminds me.
Margie's eyes flick down to my shirt, which now looks like the result of a sad attempt at purple-brown tie-dye.
We do need to grab you an apron. Lose the sweater. Be right back.